الله منشن، أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء؟ إنا أعتدنا جهنم للكافرين نزلا. Do the unbelievers think that they can take my servants as protectors? There are certain people who are under the impression that Jesus is Lord. Under the commentary and the tafsir of this ayah, I am quoting what I have gathered and what I have studied in my research, what the commentators have written. There are certain people who are worshipping my servants, Allah mentioned, who need me, who are insan, who are not Khaliq. There is only one creator. Besides Allah, everything else is makhluq. Hameh bana kar bhi hamara khalik, hameh banane se pehle bhi hamara khalik. Allah is a creator, even after He created us, and even if He did not create us, then too He is khalik. Remember, respected listeners, agar bil farz kibriya ki awaze toot jaye, phir bhi wo sabse bara. If all the masajid have to be made shaheed in this dunya, and there isn't anyone to take the name of Allah and to say Allahu Akbar, then too Allah's Qasam, He is the greatest. And after taking the name of Allah, then too He is the greatest. Hame dekar bhi hamara malik, humse cheen kar bhi hamara malik. After He gives us also, He is our creator. And after He takes away from us also, He is still compassionate. When business is flourishing, He is merciful. And when business is quiet, Allah's Qasam, then too He is merciful. He knows what He is doing. Hame bana kar bhi hamara malik. اللہ اکبر اس کی بلندی کی انتہا نہیں ہماری ذلتی کی انتہا نہیں اس کی وفا کی انتہا نہیں ہماری جفا کی انتہا نہیں اس کی عزت کی انتہا نہیں ہماری ذلت کی انتہا نہیں There's no end to the honor of Allah and there's no end to the disgrace of insan. There is no end to the power of Allah and there's no end to the helplessness of insan. We are weak. بِحَدُّ حِسَاب. There is no way in which I can explain how weak we are. And there is no way in which I can explain the Qudrat and the Might and the Kamal and the Jamal of Almighty Allah. So Allah Pak mentioned, my servant who I have created and another servant of mine regards my own servant as his God, as his nourisher, as his sustainer. أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء. Are Jesus will be pleading before Allah. Jesus will be asking Allah. Isa alayhi salatu was salam will be asking Allah to shower His mercy upon him. How can you trust that Jesus will help you tomorrow? When we make dua through the intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we are making dua to Allah and we are not making dua to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dua is only made to Allah. The forehead will only be rubbed before Allah. We will not even prostrate before the Anbiya like the Sahaba requested Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Nabi of Allah, permit us to prostrate before you like the others prostrate before their rulers. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, if it was that anyone would prostrate before anyone, لَأَمَرْتُ الْمَرْأَةَ أَن تَسْتُدَ لِزَوْجِهَا. I would have commanded the wife to prostrate before her husband. But that also is prohibited and forbidden. The peshani is one and it will only be rubbed before Allah. We will only place our peshani before Allah. Allah's Qasam, my Muslim brothers and sisters, let us rub this forehead before Allah. Allah will ensure that we will not have to disgrace ourselves before Allah. Let us humble ourselves before Almighty Allah. Allah will make sure that we won't have to humble ourselves before anyone else. Because we haven't rubbed our forehead before Allah, we are rubbing this forehead before every Tom, Dick and Harry. Let us only place our trust in Almighty Allah. Allah mentions, let it be known to those people who are under the impression that Uzair will assist them, who are under the impression that Jesus will assist them, who are under the impression that Moses will assist them, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Let it be known to them, they are living a life of deception. These very same prophets who they have regarded as Lord will be pleading before me. Where can they help others? Inna a'tadna jahannama lil kafirina nuzula. But Allah mentions, these people will not listen and they will not comprehend and they will not understand. Their punishment and their penalty and their sada has been prepared for them in akhirah. And what is it? Inna a'tadna jahannama lil kafirina nuzula. Allah mentions, we have prepared the fire of Jahannam, My respected listeners, لو أن ثوبا من أثواب أهل النار علق بين السماء والأرض لمات جميع أهل الأرض من نتنها. If one garment of the garments of the dwellers of Jahannam has to be placed between the skies and the earth, لمات جميع أهل الأرض من نتنها. The bad smell that will come out of that one garment, Allah's Qasam, Allah's Qasam, every living person, every soul on this dunya, the insan in jinnat will collapse there and there. Everyone will die instantly. What will be the condition of those people? بِئْسَ الشَّرَابِ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا. Who will be sleeping in Jahannam, and Jahannam will be their abode. What will be their condition? إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نُزُلًا. Allah Pak mentions, we have prepared the fire of Jahannam as an entertainment for the disbelievers. In other words, Allah is mentioned like Allah mentions, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Give tidings, give glad tidings to the kuffar. In other words, it's not glad tidings. What entertainment can Jahannam be? But when they will see the fire of Jahannam, فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. When we'll remove that veil, and you will see that fire of Jahannam with your naked eye, and now you will see the consequences of missing one namaz, and you will see the reward of being obedient to Allah when you will witness it with your eye. At that time, كَلَّا لَتَرَوُنَّ. Almighty Allah mentions, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ. The crave of increasing has made you unmindful of the day that you're going to meet your Lord. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ. You will only understand this the day you visit the grave. كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. You will see, you will understand, you will comprehend when your eyes will see it. You will cry so much, so much that it comes in the hadith. They will cry tears of blood. Thereafter, Malik will tell them, مَا أَحْسَنَ هَذَا الْبُكَى. What beautiful these tears are, provided these tears were shed out of the fear of Allah in this dunya. Not one. If the one tear was shed out of the fear of Allah in this dunya, you would have been enjoying yourself in the comforts of Jannah. My respected listeners, let us prepare for this day and let us understand. Match, take a light, take a match, and light a match and place it under your palm. If you can keep it under your palm for 30 seconds, then you are brave enough. Remember, this fire is 70 times more intense than the fire of this dunya, and not your palm, but every hair on your body and every limb of your body will be burning in there, and you will be crying for help, and there will be no one to help you. That is why Almighty Allah mentions, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. If someone ignores these advices and he takes it from one ear and out from the other ear, then tomorrow when he comes in front of Allah and he sees that, وَأَنَّا لَهُمُ الذِّكْرَى, and he asks Allah to return him in this dunya, رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ, then at that time he'll cry tears of blood. It will be too late. He must blame none other than himself for the doom that awaits him. We make dua to the Almighty Allah that he give us all the ability to prepare for that day and to make effort in that direction and to start banking in the akhirah, to start increasing our accounts and to see what our bank balance is in the form of tahajjud, in the form of fasting, in the form of zakat, in the form of salah. Let us increase our bank balance. Barte raho, barte raho. Keep on doing. Malum nahi Allah ko kaun sa amal pasand aayega. We don't know which action will be loved by Allah, on which he will say, chale jao jannat mein. So keep on doing. And don't look back. Don't look at how much you did, but look at the wrong you are doing. So it can motivate you and boost you to come closer to Allah. Continue doing. And hope from Almighty Allah, inshallah, one action will be accepted, on which Allah will make the decision of maghfirat. May Allah make me and you and all of us among those fortunate souls who will be granted that certificate of eternal bliss, comfort and joy, which will be endorsed by Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mawlana?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. How are you, Hafiz Adil?
Alhamdulillah. I hope you are once again here to bless our listeners for the final tafsir of Surah Kahf.
Inshallah.
And we trust that our listeners have enjoyed and more so benefited from the tafsir of Surah Kahf. May Almighty Allah reward you.
Ameen. And may Allah reward our listeners also who took out the time daily and dedicated it to the listening of the tafsir of the Quran, which indeed is a very great act. May Allah accept the broken effort of the speaker and the listeners and make it a means of our salvation on the day of Qiyamah. Ameen, summa ameen.
And we hope that many other tafsirs of this nature will follow, insha'Allah.
Insha'Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul hal nunabbi'ukum bil akhsarina a'mala. الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. Almighty Allah mentioning to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Nabi of Allah, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Shall we not inform you? Shall we not update you of those people whose actions have been rendered in vain by Almighty Allah? Respected listeners, let us clear in our minds and understand one thing, that a person's salvation is based on the acceptance of his actions. And is his actions being accepted or rejected by Allah, that Allah himself knows. Now Almighty Allah is mentioning of a group of people who we notice also and we witness also. قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. There are people on the face of this earth who do not have iman, but they have such good qualities, and many a times they can suppress their desires and exert themselves and keep themselves away from comfort and luxury of this world for longer periods than you and I can. But because they haven't got iman, which is the ticket of Jannah, because of that, those actions will perhaps bring them some good in this dunya. But the time that they will actually need those actions, and that is on the day of Qiyamah, it cannot be presented in any other manner other than how the Quran presents it. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدُهُ شَيْئًا. Almighty Allah mentions the good of the disbelievers. For example, the charitable work that they do, perhaps attending to the needs of the orphans or the widows, or in whichever way they are benefiting the creation of Almighty Allah. Allah mentions, أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً. Like a person traveling in the desert, or even on the road, and because of the reflection of the sun, ظَمْآنُ, a thirsty person, at the distance he sees that there's some water on the road, which is the reflection of the sun. Likewise, this person, this disbeliever, he does good, and he sees at the distance, that is the day his eyes will close when he come before his Lord. He will find the reward and the natija and the badla of his good. So when he comes to that place, when he comes before Almighty Allah, when this person who is thirsty, when he approaches this particular point from a distance wherein he seen water, hatta idha ja'ahu lam yajidhu shay'a, he finds nothing and he realizes it was nothing other than the reflection of the sun. وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابًا. Instead, when he comes there, he'll have to give account and he'll have to give hisab to Almighty Allah. لَا تَزُولُ قَدَمَا عَبْدٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ أَرْبَعٍ. No man will be given the ability and the strength to move 1 inch on the day of Qiyamah until he doesn't answer 4 things. So this person also, the disbelievers, he does good, they do good in this dunya with the hope that when they come before Allah, they will find something. But Allah mentions, الَّذِينَ ظَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Those whose efforts have been wasted in this life. But وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. They were under the impression that they were doing excellent work. Excellent work, of course it is excellent. But they thought the reward will also be excellent and the reward will also be accordingly. But my respected listeners, if a person hasn't got iman, then Allah has repeatedly mentioned this in the Quran. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. Allah will not tolerate and accept this crime that anyone ascribe partners to Allah. Yes, besides that, any other crime can be forgiven by Allah. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, if we want our sins to be forgiven, how should we go about repenting to Allah? But Almighty Allah mentions that any other sin other than shirk, and that is ascribing partners to Almighty Allah, there are chances that a person can be pardoned and forgiven. But that person who comes as a mushrik to such an extent that it comes in the hadith, we know Nabi Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Almighty Allah, وَغْفِرْ لِأَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الظَّالِّينَ وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Oh Allah, forgive me, forgive my father, and don't disgrace me and belittle me on the day of Qiyamah in front of billions of people. And what greater disgrace can come my way other than the fact that people will point fingers to my father Azar, who was an idol merchant, and people will mention that, you know whose father this is? This is the father of Khalilur Rahman. He is the father of the friend of Almighty Allah. He is the father of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was given the title of Abul Anbiya, the father of prophets. This is that person's father. So what greater disgrace can there be for me, O Allah, that people will look down to my father? So it comes in the hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Almighty Allah will change the appearance of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam in such a manner that no one will recognize this is the friend of Ibrahim, this is the father of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. But Almighty Allah will not grant him entrance into Jannah, because he left this world ascribing partners to Allah, and it is the decision that Allah has passed that anyone who will ascribe partners to Allah, his abode is Jahannam, even if it means be he the father of Ibrahim Khalilur Rahman, or be he the wife, be the son of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, or the wife of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, whoever will leave this world ascribing partners to Almighty Allah, this is his abode. So no one will recognize the father of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He'll be that very same person, but because his appearance will be changed to accommodate the dua of his chosen and his personal friend of Almighty Allah. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. After all, Allah is the king, مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. He is the owner of the day of judgment. So how he rules and how he decides regarding who and what he decides, he has full ikhtiyar and he has the full option. No one can question Almighty Allah. الَّذِينَ ظَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Now let's take the other verse contrary. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Whoever will do a slightest good action, a very small good deed, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, provided he is a believer or she is a believer, a mu'min or a mu'mina. Once a person has iman, then the slightest good deed that he or she will do will be valued. Almighty Allah mentions, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. That whoever will do a good action equivalent to an atom, يَرَهُ, he will see the reward of that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُذِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. So that person who has iman, the slightest good deed will bring him light and will bring him guidance and will bring him comfort, joy, bliss, serenity and ease and comfort in the life to come and in this world. فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Allah says we will give him a life of peace and comfort and tranquility. And what more do we need? To be obedient to Almighty Allah, to live a comfortable life in the obedience of Almighty Allah. حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا, fearing our Creator and making dua to Almighty Allah for husna khatima, for a good death with iman. May Allah bless us all with such a good death. We know Umar radiallahu anhu used to make dua, Allahumma ruzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. Oh Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Waj'al mawti, and make my death fi baladi rasulik, in the holy land of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah accepted the dua. while he was leading the Fajr Salah, he was made shaheed by the slave of one Majusi. We know the incident is very long in Fathul Mulhim. The details of this particular incident is recorded. Allah grant him martyrdom, and of course we know where he is buried. He is blessed with the jiwar and the neighborhood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah mentions, الَّذِينَ ظَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Let us create the rub of this ayat, the link of this ayat with the one prior to it, what we discussed yesterday. That there are many people that are worshipping Jesus, that is Isa alayhi salatu was salam, or Moses, that is Musa alayhi salatu was salam, or any prophet from the prophet and the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, under the impression that this action of theirs is good, and these people will be of avail to them. Allah mentions, وَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ Unki koshish barbad. Their effort is in vain. It has been rejected by Almighty Allah. وَهُمْ يَحْتَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنْعَ And they are under the impression that Jesus is happy with us, and Jesus will reward us, and Jesus will do this for us, and he'll do that for us. But what does Almighty Allah mention? They are unaware that their actions are being rendered in vain, because they are not turning to the Creator, but they are turning to the creation. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَلِقَائِهِ Who are these people? كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ Who have denied the signs of Almighty Allah, who have denied the verses of Almighty Allah. They used to attribute nasty statements to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected listeners, when the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam used to invite towards Almighty Allah the difficulties and the hardships that came their way, wallah, I cannot present it, and it is beyond our comprehension to fathom what difficulties they had to undergo in propagating the deen of Almighty Allah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ آذَوْا مُوسَى لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ آذَوْا مُوسَى فَبَرَّأَهُ اللَّهُ مِمَّا قَالُوا وَكَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَجِيهًا In the time of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, the people, it was the practice of the people that they all used to bath together, of course, exposing their sitar and the private organs of the body to one another. Musa alayhi salatu was salam, who was a Nabi of Allah, which is impossible for a Nabi of Almighty Allah to expose his sitar. So Musa alayhi salatu was salam used to bath separately. So the people passed this evil remark that he doesn't want to bath with us because perhaps he's not a man. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Musa alayhi salatu was salam told Allah, Oh Allah, I will invite towards you. But oh Allah, control the tongues of people. They are attributing different statements to me. What did Almighty Allah answer to Musa? Oh Musa, they did not leave me, where they are going to leave you? Mujhe nahi chora, aapko kahan se bakhshenge? Some say I've got a daughter, some say I've got a wife. Anna yakunu lahu waladun walam takun lahu sahiba. How can Allah have children? Banatullah, some say that the malaika are the daughters of Almighty Allah. Astafal banati alal banin, ma lakum kayfa tahkumun. Wa idha bustira ahaduhum bil untha walla wajhuhu muswadda wa huwa kadhim. Allah says, when you give him the tidings that a girl has been born to you, then walla wajhuhu muswadda, his face turns black, wa huwa kadhim, and he's swallowing his anger. But he chooses those very same daughters for Almighty Allah. لَيُسَمُّونَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تَسْمِيَةَ الْأُنْثَى And they say that the daughters, the malaika, the daughters of Almighty Allah. So O Musa, they did not leave me, where they are going to leave you? أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ What did they mention to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكُنِ افْتَرَاهُ وَأَعَانَهُ عَلَيْهِ قَوْمٌ آخَرُونَ Oh, that's whatever stories you are telling us about Qawmi Aad and Thamud. Last night I seen Abu Bakr and Umar sitting with you. Looks like you prepared this whole story. And in the morning you are telling us that you have received wahi. لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ Couldn't this Quran be revealed on Urwa ibn Mas'ud or Abu Jahl, who are renowned and well-known people? Could this Quran only be revealed on you? These were the statements that they made to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They denied the verses of Almighty Allah. So Allah gave insan the challenge. فَأْتُوا بِعَشَرِ سُوَرٍ مِثْلِهِ مُفْتَرَيَاتٍ If Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can prepare this Quran, so you also prepare Quran similar to this Quran. قُلَّ إِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَن يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ Allah has given the answer that such a Quran and such verses cannot be produced because these are the verses of Almighty Allah. So what is the abode of those people? وَلِقَائِهِ مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. Whoever wants to meet Allah, Allah is anticipating His arrival. Allah is awaiting His mulaqat. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ. And whoever dislikes the mulaqat of Allah, and whoever dreads the day meeting Almighty Allah, كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. Almighty Allah has also no time for him. It comes in the Quran. Almighty Allah mentions that when the disbelievers will plead before Almighty Allah, then what will Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mention to them? فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاكُمْ كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارُ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. Just as you ignored us in this world when our verses were presented before you and the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you ignored it. Likewise today we will ignore your request. And what is that request? يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. Tell Almighty Allah to remove the azab from us for one day. La yukhaffaf. This azab will not be decreased even for the duration of the wink of an eye. Almighty Allah mentioned, فَحَبِثَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. Their actions have been rendered in vain. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنَا. The good that perhaps some of them did in this world, they will be rewarded in different manners in this world. Example, a peaceful life, wealth, comfort, whatever the case may be. But regarding wazan, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi concludes and terminates his authentic compilation of Bukhari Sharif on the chapter Babu Qawlillahi ta'ala وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَأَنَّ أَعْمَالَ بَنِي آدَمَ وَقَوْلَهُمْ تُوزَنْ. This verse of Almighty Allah, Babu Qawlillahi ta'ala وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. That the scale of Almighty Allah will be placed and the amal will be placed on one side. Allahu Akbar. Tirmidhi Sharif ki riwayat hai. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, one person will come in front of Almighty Allah. He will have 99 registers that will from cover to cover all his wrong and his evil and his bad. Kullu sijillim mitla maddil basar. The length of one register will be as far as the eye can see. 99 such registers will be brought before Almighty Allah. Before him, it will be placed on one side of the scale. Allah will ask him, أَظَلَمَكَ كَتَبَتِي الْحَافِظُونَ. Have my angels oppressed you? Have my angels oppressed you in attributing something towards you which you are free of? Perhaps, for example, they have recorded that you did not perform the Fajr Salah for 20 years in your life. Can you justify this action that you have performed it? Have you got evidence against this which has been attributed towards you? He will answer in the negative. Allah will ask him, أَفَلَكَ عُذْرٌ. Have you got any valid excuse to justify this wrong? That you never used to guard your eyesight. You never used to guard your tongue. You were always abrupt to your parents. You conducted your business against the teachings and contrary to the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَفَلَكَ عُذْرٌ. Were you dying that you had to take interest? Were you dying that you had to lie and deceive and deceive? مَنْ غَشَّنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. Whoever deceives, whoever lies in the business, he is not from amongst us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith. So you will answer, no, O Allah, in the negative. 99 registers will be placed on the side of the scale. Allahu Akbar, my respected listeners. I hope heart, mind and soul we are traveling. What will be the condition? Billions of people are standing on the Maidan of Hashar. Just one person standing in front of Allah. مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانَ. Allah will be directly addressing him, communicating and conversing with him. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانَ. No translator between Allah and Allah and Allah's servant. The scale will be placed before him. 99 registers. He will make yaqeen. Such a time will come that he will make yaqeen that he is a Jahannami. Thereafter, فَتُخْرَجُ الْبِطَاقَةِ. The words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a piece of paper will be taken out on which the name of Almighty Allah will be written. Allahu Akbar. This piece of paper, Almighty Allah will mention to him, لَا ظُلْمَ الْيَوْمِ لَا ظُلْمَ الْيَوْمِ. There is absolutely no oppression. The slightest good deed that you did provided after Iman, today you will see the fruit of it. It will be placed on the other side of the scale. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, فَطَاشَتِ السِّجِلَّاتِ وَتَقُلَتِ الْبِطَاقَةِ فَلَا يَدْخُلْ مَعَ اسم الله شيء او كما قال عليه الصلاه والتسليم. Allah qasam, when this one piece of paper will be placed on the other side of the scale, it will outweigh those 99 registers, because the name of Allah is the greatest and will remain the greatest. Nothing can dominate the name of Allah. Nothing can overpower the name of Allah. Allahu Akbar. That Ali radiyallahu anhu took that glass of
took the glass of poison and he took the name of Allah and he drank that glass with the taqat of Almighty Allah and the ghaibi madad of Almighty Allah. Nothing could happen to him. Almighty Allah mentioned,
أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا.
That these people will come in front of Almighty Allah. There will be no wazan, there will be no scale for them. وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْئُولُونَ مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنَاصَرُونَ بَلْ هُمُ الْيَوْمَ مُسْتَسْنِمُونَ. Allah will command the malaika while they're going to Jahannam. Stop them. وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْئُولُونَ. Ask them, what did they do to the wealth that we had given them? What did they do to the health that we had given them? What did they do to the intelligence that we have given them? مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنَاصَرُونَ بَلْ هُمُ الْيَوْمَ مُسْتَسْلِمُونَ وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا طَاغِينَ. At that time they will say, hi, of course, مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Who took us out of our graves? يَا وَيْلَنَا قَدْ كُنَّا فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا بَلْ كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ بَلْ كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. Oh Allah, we have oppressed ourselves. Oh Allah, forgive us. رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. Oh Allah, send us back into this dunya. Almighty Allah mentioned, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. Why are we punishing you in this manner? Almighty Allah mentioned, ذَلِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ بِمَا كَفَرُوا. The first reason, you denied my oneness, you ate my food, you drink my water, you used to breathe my air, and because I gave you life, that's why you love. And thereafter, you rubbed your forehead before some being other than me. Allah gives the example in the Quran. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلًا فِيهِ شُرَكَاءُ مُتَشَاكِسُونَ ورجلا سلما لرجل هل يستويان مثلا الحمد لله بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون. Allah says the example of two slaves. One has several masters and one has one. The one master tells him, temporary of course, master, that word is only fitting for Almighty Allah. Someone tells him 2 o'clock you must come clean my car. Someone tells him 2 o'clock you must come clean my garden. He has several masters. Who must he listen to? And Allah says on the other hand, that person who has only one master, only one leader, one power, one taqat, and that is Almighty Allah. You are worshipping 360 gods, addressing the Makkans, those people that were prevalent in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is coming with the message of one Allah. أَجْعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ. What did they mention? 360 gods can't see to my need. Where is one Allah going to see to my need? But they were unaware. Which Allah was this? قهار, غالب, سميع, بصير, متين, قوي, all the صفات of Almighty Allah. ذو الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام. Almighty Allah mentioned, this is your abode. بما كفروا, because you denied my oneness. واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا. And they mocked at my verses, and they mocked at my messengers. My respected listeners, interfere with the lion, it will perhaps retaliate. But interfere with the cub, interfere with the lion's baby, and then you see what that lion does to you. It will tear you apart. We are disobeying Almighty Allah. He forgives us. He overlooks. But don't interfere with the friends of Almighty Allah. When Nuh alayhi salam, on the Amr and on the command of Allah, was building the ark, then what did those people tell him? Oh, is this going to move on land? The first ark that will sail on land. What did he mention? إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ. إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ يُخْزِيهِ وَيَحِلُّ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ. You are mocking with us. You are mocking at us. Don't worry, a time is to come. We will mock at you in the manner you are mocking at us. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. أَنْ قَرِيب تُمْهَ پَتَا چَلْ جَائِگَا. You will know what مَنْ يَحِلُّ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ. دائمِ عذاب کس پر اترتا ہے؟ That eternal destruction and doom is coming to who? Is it coming to us or is it coming to you? So Allah mentioned, this is your abode for mocking at my prophet. And I did not send one prophet or two prophets or 100 on the quotation of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu, the hadith which I personally read. It comes in the hadith that approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam came into this world. Like Allah mentioned, وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصُمْ عَلَيْكَ. That so many prophets we haven't even discussed in the Quran. Their names haven't been mentioned in the Quran. So many prophets we have heard of, Dawood alayhi salam, Ayyub, Isa, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salatu was-salam, etc. But so many prophets we haven't discussed in the Quran. Almighty Allah mentions, you used to mock at my verses, and you used to mock at the day that you are going to come in front of Almighty Allah. يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها فيما أنت من ذكراها إلى ربك منتهاها. They are asking you when is Qiyamah, and if it will come, then how is it possible for insan to come and assemble before Almighty Allah? Allah mentions in the Quran, Allahu Akbar, ما خلقكم ولا بعثكم إلا كنفس واحدة. To create every person and then to give death and then to create, it's easy for Almighty Allah. It's like giving death and life to one person. Allah discusses the abode of those that were disobedient to Allah and violated the orders of Allah. Like it is the practice of the Quran, that Jannat or Jahannam se Allah ne Quran ko bar diya. Allah has spoken of Jannat and Jahannam. This is the abode of those that are disobedient to Allah. Oh my son, if you fail, this is what I'm going to do. But remember, if you pass, then Daddy promises you this and this and this. Oh my servant, if you value this time, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ فَذُوقُوا فَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. Remember, respected listeners, the time that Allah has given us, if it is channelized in the correct direction, what the ancestors, what the great ulama of deen, apart from the Sahaba Ikram, of course Sahaba Ikram, we cannot speak about their sacrifices and the contributions that they gave to the deen of Almighty Allah. If we can only fathom and comprehend, it is enough. But we are talking of people in the recent centuries. Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahmatullah Ali writes that I have compiled this tafsir of mine, tafsir Jalalain, I have compiled it in that duration that Musa alayhi salatu was salam went to visit his Lord. In one shilla, in 40 days, he wrote the tafsir of 15 ajza and 15 juz of the Quran. Today, in 40 days, we cannot read that tafsir which he compiled in 40 days. The days were same. It was the same sun and the same moon, the same hours. But the barakah that those people had, our akabir that compiled the tafsir sitting in the jail, today we cannot read those tafsir sitting in our comfortable homes under the fan. Yes, my respected listeners, where is our time? This is what we are explaining. The further we are going away from the deen of Allah, we have been deprived of barakat, kasratun nafa, excessive barakat, the same amount of time and the same amount of wealth. But we can do much more with that wealth and time when there is barakat. So Allah speaks now about the chosen servants of Almighty Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. الله أكبر. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. Verily those who bring iman on Almighty Allah, الَّذِينَ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and who support the claim of iman, who back this claim, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, with good actions, كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. We have prepared gardens of paradise for them. تِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, my respected listeners, it comes in one hadith. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah did three things with his hands. خلق آدم بيده. Allah created, fashioned and designed Adam alayhi salam with his hand. Allah knows best what it means. Of course, Allah has created every being. Number two, كتب التوراة بيده. Allah has written the scripture, the Torah, which is among the divine scriptures. Allah has written the Torah with his hand. Of course, the Torah that is before us today, we know of the distortions that have transpired in the divine scriptures other than the Quran, the protection of which has been guaranteed in the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. The third thing that Allah has created with his hands, khalaqa al-firdaws bi yadihi. Allah ne jannatul firdaws ko apne haath se taiyar kiya. Allah has created, prepared jannatul firdaws with his own hands. Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, I was walking in jannat, ra'aytu qasran, maine ek mahal dekha, I seen one palace. So I asked, لِمَنْ هَذَا, whose palace is this? So it was told to me, لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قُرَيْشٍ, it belongs to one Qurayshi. So I asked, Nabi Kareem Sassan mentioned in one hadith, it comes, Nabi Sassan said that I am a Qurayshi. It was told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this belongs to Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Nabi Kareem Sassan tells Umar, O Umar, on the side of this palace, I seen two hoods of Jannah, they were making wudu at this palace of yours, which Allah has prepared for you. Taqfuhu arshur rahman. What more can we say regarding Jannatul Firdaus? Other than that the roof of Jannatul Firdaus will be nothing other than the throne of Almighty Allah. أَظَلَّهُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. Those people who will be endowed with the shade of Almighty Allah, under the throne of Almighty Allah, with the closeness of Almighty Allah. إِنَّ أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ يَدْخُلُونَ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَرَّتَيْنِ عَلَى الْجَبَّارِ فَيَقْرَأُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنِ. الله أكبر. What more can we say? That it comes in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the jannatis will go and visit Allah twice a day. إِنَّ أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ يَدْخُلُونَ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَرَّتَيْنِ عَلَى الْجَبَّارِ. They will be invited by Allah. Allah will be the host. The jannatis will be the guest. Arey apni aag ki hifazat kar le. Protect your eyes. Let not this one evil action of ours become the barrier. Let it not become an obstacle. Let it not deprive us of the didar of Allah, the sight of Almighty Allah. For indeed, kalla innahum ar rabbihim yawma idhin lamahjubun thumma innahum lasalul jahim. The greatest disaster and the greatest regret will be for the disbeliever on the day of Qiyamah. He will be deprived of seeing his Lord in the form. He will be deprived of seeing his Lord in the form that the Muslims will be blessed. Inna ahla al-jannati yadkhuluna kulla yawm. Daily they will go to Almighty Allah. Twice. Fayaqra'u alayhim al-Qur'an. And what will happen when you'll be invited by Almighty Allah? فَيَقْرَأُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنِ. Allah will recite Qur'an. فِي الْجَنَّةِ مَا يَوْمُ الْمَزِيدِ. That day of excessive. Allah will gather all the jannatis. And Allah will say, اے میرے بندو اب پوچھو. اب جی بر جو تمہارے دل میں آئے پوچھو. Ask what you want. Allahu Akbar. They will ask. They will ask. They will ask. Until whatever they want, it will be granted to them. First they will ask Almighty Allah, Ya Allah. We ask your pleasure. We ask your radha mandi wa ridwanullahi akbar. So Allah will answer, لَوْ لَمْ أَرْضَ عَنْكُمْ لَمَا أَسْكَنْتُكُمْ جَنَّتِي. Had I not been pleased with you, I wouldn't have placed you in Jannat. Thereafter they will ask, and Allah will grant and fulfill the needs of every person. Then Allah will say, oh my servant, you did not ask. Allah will mention, it comes in the hadith, ask according to my darja. So Allah will tell them that, oh my servant, you did not ask according to your darja and your status. Where are you going to ask according to my status? What is the status of the jannati, my respected listeners? Not the body of the dunya. Allahu Akbar. Husnu Yusuf, the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. Miladu Isa, the age of Isa alayhi salatu was salam. Qalbu Ayyub, the heart of Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam. Khuluqun Nabi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akhlaq. Jurd, مرد مكحلين دعاد مكحلين. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions جرد, there will be no hair on the face. مرد, there will be no hair on the body. مكحلين, there will be surma in the eyes. دعاد, the hair will be a bit curly. No one will be bald in Jannah. With these sifat, a person will go into Jannah. إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَحْيَوْ فَلَا تَمُوتُوا أَوَدًا. اب ہمیشہ ہمیش موت کبھی نہیں. Allahu Akbar. Inna lakum an tasihu fala tasqamu abada. No doctor, no medication, no nothing. Eat what you want to. Not restricted from anything. Eat and enjoy. Eat and enjoy. Inna lakum an tasihu fala tasqamu abada. You will remain young and young and young. Wa kawa'iba atraba. Wa kawa'iba atraba. وَزَوَّجَنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ وَزَوَّجَنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. We will perform your nikah to the woman of Jannah. The woman will remain young. She will remain as she was on the first occasion. Likewise, the husband will remain young. None of them will tire of each another. Like Allah Pak mentioned, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلَا. They will dwell in paradise forever and ever. أَفَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَيِّتِينَ إِلَّا مَوْتَتَنَا الْأُولَى. Atta, the Jannatis will gather. They will sit and speak about the things that transpired in this dunya. Thereafter they will ask, أَفَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَيِّتِينَ We won't die. So they will say, yes, death is over. Atta, so we're going to love you forever and ever. Subhanallah, Ibn Kathir ki riwayat mein hai, کہ جب جنت کی محفل لگے گی when the jannatis will meet together and وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا when Allah will let them consume pure wine لا يصدعون which will not intoxicate you لا لغون فيها ولا تأثيم نہ اس میں گناہ نہ اس میں لغو نہ اس میں اور کوئی موزی چیز you will be enjoying yourself and consuming the wine of Jannat which is pure that Allah Pak has prepared لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ which is palatable for the drinkers years will lapse and a person will be enjoying himself absolutely no restrictions Allah mentions لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلَا they will not desire to leave Jannat and neither will they leave Jannat they understand the difference a person goes for a holiday a picnic he enjoys himself But how long can you remain idle? You have to do something in life. That is how we have been made. So Almighty, a person says that now now I want to go back home. I had a long holiday, 2-3 months. Nothing to worry, no tension. Then to he wants to go home and he wants to start job. Why? Because a person has to do something in this dunya. So despite having a comfortable life also, then to he desires to change his routine. He gets bored of it. But Jannat, لا يبغون عنها حولا They will not desire to leave Jannat at all. وما هم بخارجين منها And they will not be taken out of Jannat.